so, but they're popular. If you want to see one, I can bring one out.
Jan Bohan was one of several customers vying for attention at Garrison's Cyclery in Centerville Thursday morning. She decided to invest in a new bike because she rides much more now that her gym is closed and she works from home.
Can't go out to the bars and restaurants, so this has been more where I put my focus.
She's not alone. Bike sales have spiked nationwide as Americans seek socially distant exercise and transportation. Now retailers face a severe shortage. Centerville shop owner Rob Garrison says he sold out of bikes costing less than $1,000 months ago. He and his staff are putting in extra hours every day they're open, dealing with the barrage of requests for repairs and tune-ups. But that doesn't mean they're making a profit.
Shops like ours can't run on service. We have to make sales. So having showrooms closed and not having product available to sell, you're watching that amazing boost in margin go right into the toilet because 8 out of 10 phone calls you're saying no to because we don't have product.
Garrison says his shop's current balance of sales and service is not financially sustainable. If this is the new normal, he'll need to turn to online sales or close up. For her part, Jan Bohan canceled her gym membership and sees her shift as permanent.
I'm loving what I'm doing. I'm not interested in coming back.
Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.